Check the sneakers. You know that these sneakers, they are, you are killing the sneakers. These sneakers, they are very expensive, but they don't treat the citizens well. Because when they wear it, they have way to walk. They have their own way to walk. That's why the sneakers is just terrible. So it's expensive. We have to give them some kind of break and give them some kind of sympathy by wearing the sneakers better and adjusting the pants and, you know, look something properly sometimes. But that is the situation. You have to give them this. And you have to remember that one of their rights is to get portion of your wealth. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you and your wealth belong to your parents. Oh, I can help them if I want. No, you have to help them. Oh, I don't want to help them because they have money. No, still you have to help them. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, one Sahabi asked Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, man ahaqqu bin nasi bi husni suhbati. Who deserve my companionship more than anyone else? Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, ummuk, your mother, deserve your companionship more than anyone else. They asked, even in jihad, he said, even in jihad, if your mother wants you home, the jihad of al-Islam wants you out, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, follow your mother. Even jihad. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam said that. And the man said, who's else? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam repeat the same thing, your mother. Who's else? Your mother. Then who's else? Then your father. Even father, he said then. He didn't say and your father, he said then. The conjunction is different. The conjunction of and is parallel. But then is after effect. Then your father. Summa abu. That's why. Why? Because you was here. You are the one who come downhill. So you're going to take, you know, second position. But it's not a problem. It's not a problem, inshallah. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, the greatest major sins, when they asked him, what are the greatest sin in life? He said, unabbi'ukum bi akbar al-kaba'ir. Qal al-ishraku billah wa huququl walidayn. To associate anything or anyone with Allah is one of the greatest sins in the world. The second one is to boycott your mother. You see that? Associate something, to accept someone as Allah, is the same thing as boycotting your mother. And I'm talking about any mother. Don't even think about, because Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala said parent, not just Muslim parent or Kafir parent or very arrogant parent. Or very, you know, good parents. No, parents, period. Your parents, you have to respect your mother. Whether it's a Kafir or it's a Muslim, doesn't matter. You have to go to your mother. You have to sit with her. You have to listen to her. You have to listen to some stories nobody can tell you but her. Sometimes you feel proud about yourself. You are 45 years. She can tell you when you are just 45 hours. She's the one who can tell you that. She's the one who can tell you the first moment of you in life, how you look. She can tell you that. She can tell you that your story as a baby, what you like, what you don't like, what time you get sleep. Your mother is getting up the whole night for your own pleasure. Allah give them that nature. So this person, we have to respect this person. So that basically, those are the rights of parents in brief. When you come to relatives, which is the uncle, the aunt, your grandmother, your grandfather, all of them, they are under the same category. You respect your father, you respect his father, you respect his great, you have to respect everybody. You respect your mother, you respect your grandmother, you respect the great grand, you have to respect everybody. The same thing, your aunt, all the branches of the family, you have to respect them as you respect your parents. That's why when you come to the African structure of family, you can see the aunt is raising all the children because they're going to see the aunt as the mother. Why? Because that is family. Family is not just you, your wife, your children, your car, and your dog. It's not like that. That is the American way. than the White House way. White House want to teach us that your parent is just your dog first. The dog is first before the child. Then the child, then your wife. So this is the kind of life. That is not life. Now all these people, they are in life. Now let me give you the rights of children. The rights of children. The first right of the child is to have a good mother. As a father, you don't have right to come downhill and pick anyone as a mother. Don't even focus on marriage is just to get a wife. Marriage is to get a mother for your children. That you have to think about that too. Then choosing good person as a wife will benefit the child. That is the right of the child. Which is a very, very fundamental right. The second right is the child to live life. It's the right for the child to live life. Life is his right. You cannot make any abortion. Abortion is haram, period. Any stage of procreation, if you cut it, that is abortion. Don't tell me like 40 days is not abortion, maybe 3 months is not abortion. No, abortion is abortion. It's cutting life. It's just cutting the process of life that is killing. No matter what kind of value you're going to give that particular person, but it's killing life. Allah said, ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ وَجَعَلْنَاهُ فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ. When Allah sealed the egg in the womb with the sperm to fertilize it, that is the beginning of the progress of life. So take it from there is destroying life. And these children, you don't have that right. It's their right to live life. But you don't have right to take their life. This is Holocaust. This is really, is more dangerous than the Holocaust we have for the Jews and the Africans. This is a real Holocaust. So we don't have right. Oh, if we bring the children, we're going to feed them. Who are you to feed children? You are not going to be here when they reach the age of puberty. You're going to die. You're going to die with your own programs. They're going to have someone who's going to take care of them. Allah, he's taking care of people in life. Bringing children to life without taking care of them, for sure, in Islam is a crime. But as soon as they exist, taking their life is the higher crime. That is their right. Another right is a name. It's the right of the child to get a name. Meaningful, beautiful name. It's not any name. People, they are giving children very, very, very ugly names. Janku. He said, okay, father, what does Janku mean? Oh, it's just African name. But what's the meaning of Janku? Oh, you know, I just went to Ghana and I picked that name. It's not enough. You have to make sure that name is very meaningful. Yes. Name. The second is education. It's the right of the child. It's the right of the child to get education. You have to give the child education. Yes. And as you know, education is the most important aspect of human society. And it's the right of the child to be disciplined. You have to discipline the child. It's one of the rights the children, they don't want. It's their right, but they don't want it. You want to give them the right, say, I don't want that. But it's their right to be disciplined. Because when they grow up, they're going to end up to jail. And they're going to blame you. They're going to turn back to say, my mother didn't raise me properly. Now they're attacking you. Maybe mother is gone, but still they have that in their diary. What happened to me is coming from my mother. So now, raise them and discipline them. I'm not saying punish them. Don't confuse between punishing and disciplining. Punishment, we don't have punishment in Islam. We have discipline. Punishment is the attitude of what they call mothers in the caves. Long time ago, when human cannot talk, they have to beat you. Because they cannot talk. They cannot express themselves. What are you going to do?